phone. Just spent it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The latest inflation indicator released by the Labor Department showing consumer prices ticked up slightly last month compared to a year ago, sending stocks soaring. ABC's Jim Ryan says the numbers for November are in line with analyst expectations.
Last month's year-over-year increase in prices for all items came in at 2.7% compared to 2.6% in October. Rising inflation would normally have the Federal Reserve considering a boost in interest rates. But when Fed officials meet next week, they're expected to lower a key rate by 0.25%.
The attorney representing Luigi Mangione says his client plans to plead not guilty to the murder of United Healthcare CEO last week in New York City. The 26-year-old being held in Pennsylvania prison on a gun charge while he fights extradition to New York. In Southern California, 20,000 people now have been evacuated as crews in Malibu try to get the upper hand on a wildfire. Santa Ana winds should ease tonight. This is ABC News. Another member of Trump's inner family getting a post.
Kimberly Guilfoyle's nomination to be America's ambassador in Athens is in keeping with some of Trump's other choices. He has tapped son-in-law Jared Kushner's dad to be ambassador to France, and daughter Tiffany's father-in-law will be a key advisor on the Middle East. Kimberly Guilfoyle has been engaged to Donald Trump Jr. for the past 4 years, but her appointment was announced amid a tabloid report that Trump's eldest son was just seen holding hands with another woman. The president-elect says Guilfoyle, a former Fox News host, has for many years been a close ally and friend.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The hosts of future soccer World Cups revealed today soccer's international governing body FIFA just announcing that Spain, Portugal, and Morocco will co-host the 2030 tournament and Saudi Arabia will host the 2034 World Cup. Another pro athlete's home broken into while he was on the field this past weekend. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Oh no, my phone. Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right. Now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Blustery and becoming cold, with crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers. Accumulations should stay under an inch, but winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A man who allegedly faked his death and went to Europe is back in custody. Ryan Borgwart was arrested on Tuesday and brought back to Green Lake County Jail. Sheriff Mark Podol would not say exactly what investigators said to Borgwart to get him to come back to the United States. Borgwart will be in court at 2 p.m. today to face obstruction charges. One person is dead following an officer-involved shooting in Oshkosh. Ted Allen has more.
A release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice says police officers found a stabbing victim outside of an Oshkosh home and entered the residence to find someone armed with a bladed weapon. After failing to follow orders to drop the weapon, an officer shot the person who later died at a hospital. A second person who was stabbed was also found in the home. Both stabbing victims are hospitalized.
The State Division of Criminal Investigation is handling the incident. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health. Coming soon to Mondovi, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on using ARPA funds for the creation of an employee assistance program, a grant assumption agreement between the City of Durand and the Durand, Arkansas School District, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. A challenge to a Wisconsin school district policy on transgender and gay students has been rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. Parents in Eau Claire objected to a new school policy allowing students to discuss and change their gender identity with teachers and staff without involving parents. District officials institute the policy to help students discuss their worries about their identity without outing them to their parents or guardians. Parents claim the policy violated their religious freedoms and parental rights, but multiple courts, including a federal appellate court, all rejected the complaints because no parent could prove any district harm caused by the policy. Once again, it was a false alarm, Chippewa Falls Police and the city school district said. Monday's threat to the high school turned out to be a false threat. In fact, the school says it was part of a wave of false threats throughout Wisconsin. Police rushed to the school after receiving the bomb threat Monday, and officers searched the school. Chippewa Falls Police say they take all threats to local schools very seriously. UCARE has closed its Minneapolis and Duluth offices this week following what officials call a concerning comment in a phone call to the healthcare company. The phone call came a few days after the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. UCARE and other health plan companies are taking extra precautions to protect employees as a result of Thompson's death. Last Friday, another Minnesota-based health plan, Medica, announced it would close its office for a week, also as a precaution. Wisconsin will move ahead with deer management changes. The Department of Natural Resources Monday said it's looking for feedback on its plan to shift the boundaries for some hunting zones in the state. The DNR says the idea is to return to habitat-based deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone and adjust a portion of the Central Forest Deer Management Zone boundary and select metropolitan subunit boundaries. There's a public meeting on the proposal set for early next month. That meeting will be online. Visit the Wisconsin DNR website for more information. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
A Western Wisconsin man has been charged with his 12th OWI. Officers in Altoona say they pulled over 63-year-old Mitchell Bundy on Highway 12 for going 58 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Officers said they noticed the suspect's eyes were bloodshot and he smelled like alcohol. Bundy had already been convicted of 11 OWIs in three different states. He could face 15 years in prison and a $50,000 fine if he's convicted of another. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative says it's looking to see if it makes sense to reopen St. Joe's Hospital. Co-op manager Dr. Eric Dixon said it will be 2 to 3 years before the co-op can build a new hospital in Lake Halley. He says there is a need to help people now, and reopening St. Joe's could fill that need. Dixon says the co-op will spend the next month studying the plan to reopen St. Joe's. If it's a go, St. Joe's could be open for patients as early as next fall. Pleas were entered for a former police officer accused of soliciting nude images from a child. 27-year-old Peter Schneider of Sparta entered no contest pleas for two counts of disorderly conduct in Monroe County Circuit Court. He was fined $100 for each count. The court then agreed to a 12-month diversion agreement on one count of attempted sexual assault of a child by a person who volunteers with children. The Minnesota Department of Corrections is looking into the death of an inmate in a prison facility in Stillwater. Prison staff discovered David Ojeda unresponsive December 1st. Life-saving procedures were applied by first responders, but he passed away. Ojeda was sentenced in February after being found guilty of criminal sexual conduct with a child younger than 16. He was serving a 25-year sentence. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Mondovi Region, get ready to welcome Amplify Health by Gunderson. Coming soon, you'll find exceptional family and children's medicine care right here in town. From everyday checkups to expert care for acute and chronic illnesses, their dedicated team is committed to keeping you and our community thriving. Stay tuned for the big opening.
Minnesota's Judy Garland Museum isn't getting back a pair of ruby slippers stolen from the venue in 2005. The slippers used in The Wizard of Oz were sold at auction for $28 million over the weekend. Officials from the Grand Rapids Museum couldn't afford to buy the shoes, but came home from the Texas auction with an unexpected prize. A painting by Minnesota artist Bill Mack was up for auction, and the museum paid $20,000 for it. The painting of the Wicked Witch reaching for Dorothy's ruby slippers is painted on metal taken from the original Hollywood sign. The museum hopes to have Mac join them for an event when the painting eventually goes on display. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Blustery and becoming cold, with crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers. Accumulations should stay under an inch, but winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
The Bucks are back in the NBA Cup semifinals for the second straight season, knocking off Orlando 114-109 at Fiserv last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 37 points as the Bucks caught the Magic on a night where two of their starters were sidelined.
You know, losing is not a good feeling, but we definitely learned from it. Now we're back there. We can never take moments like this for granted. Eh? You know, maybe we never might not ever be back again. So we are there. All we can do now is try to win, you know, and hopefully we can do that. If we don't do that, we're probably going to live with a bad taste in our mouth again.
Bucks have won 9 of their last 11. They'll play Saturday against the winner of tonight's quarterfinal between the Knicks and the Atlanta Hawks. 20th-ranked Badgers dropped their third straight 86-80 to Illinois in Champaign last night. 9th straight loss for the Badgers in Champaign, falling to 0-2 in Big Ten play. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but you know, we've got a long ways to go.
Nolan Winter had 15 to lead the Badgers. Horizon League rivals Milwaukee and Green Bay will play tonight for the first of their two meetings at the Rush Center in Green Bay. The Panthers looking to start 2-0 in league play. The Phoenix will try to prevent an 0-3 start. Baseball America Tuesday naming Brewers GM Matt Arnold the MLB Executive of the Year.
So yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group. I mean, it starts with our Ricky Weeks, all of our coaching staff, Chris Hook. We just brought back to a multi-year deal. All the coaches around, I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
Arnold previously captured the same honors for the Sporting News and Major League Baseball. University of Wisconsin made official what was leaked last week, the school announcing the hiring of Jeff Grimes as their new offensive coordinator. Grimes comes to Madison after stops at Kansas, Baylor, and BYU. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Carry On is an edge-of-your-seat action thriller that follows a young TSA agent who is blackmailed into an impossible situation at the height of Christmas Eve travel pandemonium. Either let a dangerous package slip through security and risk the lives of many, or save the passengers and risk the life of his pregnant girlfriend. Starring Taron Egerton, Sophia Carson, and Jason Bateman, Carry On is the holiday thrill ride with nail-biting, nonstop action and suspense that you won't want to miss. Watch Carry On, only on Netflix December 13th.
Briscoe reflects on his time at Stewart Haas Racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
an exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins with the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
While the final checkered flag is flown on the 2024 NASCAR season, the season never ends on NASCAR Live Wide Open. This offseason, we will rank MRN's top 10 races of 2024.
He goes below the double yellow line. Checkered flag is out. Harrison Burton gets to the line by half a car length.
Checkered flag is in the air. Cookout Southern 500 win is going to go to Chase Briscoe.
Will your favorite race of the year make the cut? Download new episodes of NASCAR Live Wide Open every Thursday to find out.
For the past four seasons, Chase Briscoe has found his home at Stewart Haas Racing in the NASCAR Cup Series, winning twice and qualifying two out of the 4 years for the Cup Series playoffs. Briscoe is heading to Joe Gibbs Racing next season, but believes his time at SHR shaped him as a driver at the sport's top level.
For me, it was a fulfilling a dream for one, and then just the family aspect of it. That's been an incredible place for the last 7 years to be able to call home.
Briscoe will drive the number 19 car next season, replacing Martin Truex Jr. at Joe Gibbs Racing. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Someday, we might be living on the moon, and of course, we'll have to grow our own food. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Our nation's youth are working on that right now as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Youngster in your town just might have the answer on how to grow food on the moon. A global science experiment called Plant the Moon Challenge encourages kids in grades 4 through 12 to see who can grow the best crops using a lunar soil simulant. Sarah Nelson is the state STEM specialist for Iowa 4-H Youth Development and also works for the NASA Iowa Space Grant Consortium. She says teams of students will receive the simulant from the University of Florida. They will use the simulant to design and perform experiments on what kinds of crops they could grow in it.
And of course, they're going to have to be adding things to that simulant from fertilizer, you know, to other things. But they're going to try to grow different crops within a 10-week time frame and then report that back to NASA at the end of it, as long as they complete their experiment. And it'll get added to basically a global database on how can we support people when they might be living on the moon.
Teams might choose to grow row crops or fruits and vegetables, and they will have help from university plant science students to design and execute their experiments. This could have far-reaching impacts for the kids involved.
When we work with youth on different projects such as this, where you have a real result and a real thing that you're communicating out, it changes the nature of the learning, and it becomes really engaging and something that's really memorable too. And so we really hope that youth, when they participate in this, might think about a career in agriculture or, you know, in STEM, another STEM field, or with NASA.
The program kicks off at the end of February, and teams must submit their report to NASA by the end of April. Learn more about the Plant the Moon Challenge at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Good morning, feet freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Quietly higher market action at midday. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. And joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's look at this grain and oilseed trade. It's feeling fairly quiet again today. A couple key things, though. I'm watching 450 level on March corn. Jan beans knocking on the door at $10. Largely the grains and oilseed showing some moderate green here today. What are you watching across the grain trade right now?
Yeah, I think that pretty well sums it up. I think the big thing we're keeping our eyes on is that March corn contract pushed above 450, as you indicated. It has not been able to successfully test the 200-day moving average yet. That's at 451.5 currently. And if you look at that October high on October 2nd, it was at 452.25. Why do we talk about these levels? Is because everyone in the trade, the, particularly the speculative community, pays attention to those levels. And they tend to set buy stops and sell stops based on how the market performs around those and other levels. So it becomes self-fulfilling behavior to some extent when they set targets. They look at targets. Do we get through them or do we not get through them? Make decisions based on that. And so many of those decisions are not made by humans anymore. They're made by computers, algos that we talked about. Are really driving it. So that's going to be one of the keys here as speculative buying gets outweighed by a farmer, or at least offset to some extent by a farmer selling, and to see which wins out going forward.
Livestock trade, something we didn't touch on yesterday, with some interesting changes to the cattle side in the WASD. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think the real key is here that we saw USDA downgrade its 2025 beef production estimate by a sharp 615 million pounds. That's nearly 2.5% of production. And they said they did it on the assumption that our border with Mexico will remain closed to feeder cattle coming north into our feedlots indefinitely due to issues such as the new world screwworm that was discovered in an animal last month in Mexico, as well as the upcoming tariff battles or potential tariff battles. The industry's not making that same assumption. The industry's making the assumption this will be, everything will be resolved rather soon. So if you're going to keep that border shut, that's going to mean fewer animals consuming corn and milo as well. And so that may end up resulting in reduced feed usage if, in fact, USDA is right. But in all likelihood, they're not going to end up being right on that.
All right. That's Arlen Suderman with StoneX on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Closing the rural broadband gaps. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Since 1985, the League of Rural Voters has worked to help rural America develop a strong, sustainable, and resilient economy. However, that won't happen without closing the significant gaps in rural broadband coverage. Neil Ritchie, Executive Director of the League of Rural Voters, says the success of the Broadband Equity and Access Deployment Program, or BEAD program, is critical to getting rural Americans broadband access. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration has reviewed and approved every state's initial application to the BEAD program. Ritchie talks about what's next in the process.
There's a period of 1 year where the states will be developing their own strategies for identifying those providers that will be able to request money to fix the gaps. It's really going to be critical for us to find those providers that can actually do the job. Historically, we've had challenges trying to make sure that these investments actually deliver the results that we want. And we're taking enough time here and enough investment resources that a year should be a good enough amount of time to make a good plan. How many more tries are we going to get? How many more bites of the apple? This is probably our best chance to close this gap.
He talks about what state leaders will need to do to maximize the BEAD funds.
The key to this success of this program is making sure that the partners from the private sector that are doing the work, that are building the networks, we need to make sure that they have expertise. Building and maintaining and upgrading the networks over time is paramount. Really, the key is getting those providers that understand the unique challenges of working in rural and remote areas. It's terrain, it's weather. Increasingly, engineering solutions have to be made to solve problems. And private providers have the workforce. They have the history. They know what they're doing. That's going to be the key to success.
He says it's going to take investments as well to make this project work.
We have to continue having investments, as I said, in maintenance, innovations within the networks. The networks have to withstand not just natural and economic disasters, which we've had, but also security challenges and cybersecurity and these other things. And they have to get faster, because the sooner we can get something faster, the sooner we'll want more. Providers have to be the key to this, and ones that have demonstrated commitment to long-term investments in innovation are going to be our best bets.
For more information, go to leagueofruralvoters.org. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Monday, more than 230 delegates at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's 105th annual meeting established new policy directives for the organization. During the dairy discussion, delegates voted in support of increased transparency in milk pricing by requiring all entities that purchase milk to provide detailed and accessible breakdowns of milk checks to their producers. Delegates updated Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation policy to no longer include support for the sale of raw milk. Delegates also voted in support of a uniform clarification of regulation and restrictions on dairy farmers and requiring dairy inspectors to sign off with farm owners to clarify any marks. In federal dairy policy, delegates supported mandatory price reporting from all processors for federal orders. Delegates also supported to vote the Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program, the support of the use of biofuels and blended biofuels year-round, oppose efforts to allow unrestricted foreign ownership of Wisconsin farmland, and supported increased investment in research and development aimed at identifying sustainable and environmentally beneficial solutions for agricultural plastics, ensuring responsible management and reduction of environmental impacts. The USDA Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service announced the start of its national milk testing strategy to address H5N1 infections in U.S. dairy herds. The measure builds on steps already taken by USDA and its federal and state partners since H5N1 was first found in dairy cattle in March of 24. The federal order and guidance requires that unpasteurized milk samples nationwide be shared with USDA for testing. The guidance was developed with significant input from state, veterinary, and public health officials and will facilitate comprehensive H5N1 surveillance of the nation's milk supply and dairy herds. The new federal order requires sharing raw milk samples upon request from any entity responsible for a dairy farm, such as a milk transporter, transfer station, or processing facility. It also requires owners with positive cattle to provide information that enables contact tracing. Finally, it will require labs and veterinarians to report positive tests to USDA. U.S. beef and pork exports posted year-over-year increases in October. That, according to USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, beef exports during October totaled 105,000 metric tons, up 1% from last year, while the value jumped 3% to $860.4 million. From January through October, beef export value was 4% higher than last year at $8.68 billion, despite a 2% drop in volume to 1.066 million metric tons. Pork exports reached 252,411 metric tons in the month, 3% higher than last year, while value also rose 3% to $710.4 million. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has thanked the Senate for passing the Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act last week. In addition to providing much-needed relief to victims of hurricanes, the legislation will provide tax relief for cattle producers who received payments due to wildfires. Those payments were counted as taxable income, meaning producers who had already suffered from disasters were hurt again by having their relief payments taxed. It only adds pain to the destruction when the payments meant to help you recover come with a tax bill, said NCBA President Mark Eiley. With the devastating hurricanes and wildfires the cattle industry suffered over the past several years, helping producers stay in business is NCBA's top priority. The act addresses limitation in casualty losses and allows producers to take greater deductions for disaster-related losses. The bill passed the House, so it heads to the president's desk for his signature. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Chances of snow and colder weather are going to be the rule in our ag weather forecast as we have that Arctic blast of sub-zero air temperatures and wind chills through Thursday. Then temperatures begin to warm for the weekend and will be accompanied by the return of wintry precipitation. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 50% chance of snow. High 17 to 22, relative humidities at 47 to 52%. Northwest winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low from 4 to 9 below, and relative humidities at 74 to 79%. Northwest winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs 3 to 8, and relative humidities at 39 to 44%. Northwest winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. Saturday, cloudy, we'll have a chance of snow mixing with freezing rain, highs 30 to 35. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 35 to 40. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 35 to 40. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full with stuff that he's dropping every step of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be here with the answers to the prayers that you made through the years. special good he'll make this December. The one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Carolina, California, something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Girl, our mama's best friends, and so are we. The whole town's rooting for us like the home team. Most likely to settle down, plant a few roots real deep and let them grow. But we can't stop this real world from spinning us. Your bright lights caught. I don't blame you for picking up your big dream bags. They're all packed up and ready to go. But I just need you to know that I love you more than a California sunset. More than a beer when you ain't 21 yet. More than a Sunday morning, Lord, turning some poor lost soul found. Hallelujah bound. Yeah, I love you more than the feeling when the bass hits the hook. When the guy gets a girl at the end of the book. But baby, this might be the last time I get to lay you down. Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Like the train tracks, city sky ain't the same black. Ain't that a map dark shame, and to think that I love you more than a California sunset. More than a beer when you ain't 21 yet. More than a Sunday morning, Lord, turning some poor lost soul found. Hallelujah bound. Yeah, I love you more than the feeling when the bass hits the hook. When the guy gets a girl. Coffee in the morning. I need a house on a hill, girl, not in them. So hang on to these words, to them avenues to help you forget them. Cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate even
you more, baby, love you more.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. Gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. Then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now and it sure is Monday.
Carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black top, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one handed on a two lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing. No New Holland, hammer down and pass them on up. The breeze smells like a summertime hay field's just been cut. I got the windows down, way out of town, singing.
Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on.
Out here cruising to a back road song. I feel the wheels like a melody, like a radio dialing it strong. Come on, come on, sing along, sing along to my back road song.
get better. Girl, what I'm thinking is I can pick you up, you slide in this truck. I can hear you singing. Let me hear you singing. Ooh.